Carlos Miguel Prieto is here. He's the music director of the LPO, and on Wednesday, the 4th of February, a concert at the historic New Orleans Collection he will conduct called New Orleans and the Spanish World.
Yeah, we do once a year a concert in conjunction with the historic New Orleans Collection. And it's a concert that has as much a musical reason of being as a historical reason of being. So the historic New Orleans Collection comes up with a kind of a framework of the program, which always illuminates the history of New Orleans, sometimes very directly and sometimes indirectly. In this year, the topic is the Spanish background in New Orleans, as far as I don't think it's referring to so much the history of New Orleans, but basically the history of music in New Orleans. We're not paying homage to the fact that New Orleans is a city with huge Spanish influence. We're paying homage to the importance of zarzuela in the history of music playing in New Orleans. And so the program sometimes very closely fits the description and sometimes not. So that's why Berlioz, we're not claiming that Berlioz was a Spanish composer, yet the inclusion of Roman Carnival Overture has to do with, well, the importance of a composer like Berlioz in New Orleans, and also the importance of Carnival in New Orleans, and finally, because it's a great piece of music. But the rest of the program sometimes has pieces that are very seldom played, yet were part of the repertoire here in New Orleans. So that's why there is this overture by Gretry. That's why there is a piece or a movement from the Ricardo Castro piano concerto. Castro was an important Mexican composer who was a piano virtuoso at the turn of the century, so between the 19th and the 20th century, and who visited New Orleans quite often and was popular in New Orleans as a pianist and as a composer. So we're doing one movement from the piano concerto. There is a piece by Manuel M. Ponce, another Mexican important romantic composer, a piece for piano. And in this case, we have as soloist Abdiel Vázquez, who is a young and virtuosic Mexican pianist who lives in New York. And then in the basically zarzuela, we're doing things like Preludio to El Bateo by Chueca. Chueca was an important zarzuela composer. There's also a piece by Francisco Asenjo Barbieri, who Barbieri is one of the centers of the Spanish or zarzuela in Madrid. And then there's an Argentinian tango, even though you may not find as many familiar names as you would in another program of the LPO, there is not one single piece in this program that is not interesting, beautiful, and entertaining. So it's loosely in the theme of Spain, but, you know, we go as far as Argentina and France and Rome. so it's a reason to build a program around an idea, but basically it's an opportunity to hear great music, some of which is very familiar and some of which probably the orchestra has never played and the audience has never heard.
Well, and I have to mention that folks who may not be familiar with a couple of the names on the program will certainly be familiar with Estrellita by Manuel Ponce and the Violdo Tango, which is on the program, which is El Choclo, arguably the most popular tango of the 20th century, even though most of the program is from the 18th and 19th century.
Yeah.
Very popular form, though, the zarzuela.
Yes, the zarzuela, this is kind of the origin of this program. We found, well, not we, because I should really say that it's people from the Historic New Orleans Collection who find these things and who then give us the information so that we would build a program on these ideas. But they found that in New Orleans, zarzuela was a very popular thing, and it was a very natural thing. Yet today, it's not. I don't think that a zarzuela has been performed in New Orleans since I've been here, yet it would be just as entertaining as anything. You know, it's a kind of an equivalent to something that the audience would know very well, like Gilbert and Sullivan. Okay, so Gilbert and Sullivan is the English response to Viennese operetta. Zarzuela would be the Spanish response to Viennese operetta. So, but zarzuela was such an important part of music history in Spain and in all the Spanish colonies. And not only was it important during the 18th and 19th century, but way into the 20th century, continuing today.
Yeah, because it had a resurgence in back when New Orleans had five opera houses.
That's right.
Pretty common to find a zarzuela on stage.
Yes, and also, I mean, there are families of musicians. I'll give an example, Plácido Domingo, who everyone knows. Plácido's parents were refugees of the Civil War, and they established themselves in Mexico City, so much that Plácido studied at the Mexico City Conservatory. And his parents were actually the impresarios of a zarzuela company that was called La Compañía de Plácido Domingo y Pepita Envil. Plácido Domingo was Plácido's father. Pepita was his mother, a very famous zarzuela singer. So he grew up in this world of zarzuela, which is probably the reason why, if one would look into which is the city today that has the most zarzuela, it's Washington. Why? Because Plácido is there.
He's there. There's too much on the program to go over in one sitting, but I'll just say that you can get more information at lpomusic.com. The concert is Wednesday, February 4th at 7 p.m. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much.